Plumes of smoke and blazing fire at an oil depot in Vasilkiv, about 40 kilometers southwest of Kiev. Ukrainian media say the fire is the result of a Russian airstrike. The Ukrainian capital itself has spent another night under heavy artillery bombardment as the Russian push to reach the city intensifies. Satellite imagery shows a 60-kilometer column of Russian tanks breaking away in different directions in an attempt to encircle the capital. Kiev is already besieged from the north, the east, and the west. Now, the Russian army is trying to complete the circle from the south. It is believed ground troops are 25 kilometers away from the heart of the capital.
On the morning of March 12, high-precision long-range weapons attacked Ukraine's military infrastructure, including the military airfield in Vasilkov and the main center of radio and electronic intelligence of the Ukrainian armed forces in Brovary. In total, during the operation, 3,491 objects of the military infrastructure of Ukraine were disabled.
The impact is visible across Ukraine, including here in the eastern town of Volnovakha.
Look, we were sitting in basements and they were walking around everywhere shooting. We couldn't leave the basement for over a day. Then I walked up to a soldier and I said, "Boys, my mum is bedridden up there. She's a grandma and I can't go up there." The guys wanted to help me bring her down into the basement, but when we went up there, she had already died. It was already too late.
Residential areas in Kiev and Mariupol lie in ruins. Russian onslaught has also intensified in northern, eastern and southern Ukraine, bringing more death and destruction to populated cities. Ukraine has accused Russian forces of having kidnapped the mayor of Melitopol in the southeast of the country. Protesters gathered in front of the city's local government headquarters demanding the release of the mayor.
We demand the mayor be immediately released. We're talking to France, Germany, Israel and others. I personally have called German Chancellor Scholz and French President Macron. I'll talk to everybody necessary in order to get our people released. We expect world leaders to show how they can influence the situation and do one simple thing. Get this one person released, the very person that represents the people of Melitopol.
There have been several attempts at a ceasefire, while the human exodus within and out of Ukraine continues.
Today, March 12, 2022, we announce the opening of the next humanitarian corridors. I very much hope that it will be a good day. All the planned routes will be open and Russia will abide by its commitments to ceasefire guarantees. I will inform during the day about the results of our humanitarian routes.
These videos, published by the head of the Zaporizhia Regional State Administration, Alexander Staruch, on his official Telegram channel, seem to show the progress of a column of buses and Red Cross vehicles on their way to Mariupol from Zaporizhia on Saturday. At least 1 million Ukrainians have been internally displaced by the war, while more than 2.5 million have been forced to leave the country. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera.